I'm meteorologist Alan Archer. Look now at your Tuesday afternoon hurricane weather watch and moon weather forecast. Currently, our satellite photos are indicating partly cloudy skies across a good part of the island chain. Now, once again today, most of the cloud cover is restricted to the southernmost windward islands. That is along the northern coast of Venezuela, on down towards Trinidad and Tobago. The shower activity, although not very much, is moving towards the west about 15 miles an hour. We have some other isolated stray showers moving in on us here from the east as well, also across the islands. But there's still a lot of dry, dusty air coming across from Africa. Not a solid mass like we had earlier in the summer, but we are picking up on these little bubbles of drier air coming in from the east. And as a result, that's going to hold our rain probabilities down here for the rest of the day through tomorrow to probably no more than about maybe 10%, 15% tops. The rain chances, though, will try to pick up some, though, tomorrow night and extending all the way out into the weekend. This is because of a tropical wave, which is currently located now at around 47 in the central Atlantic, moving westward at about 15 to 20 miles an hour. The forecast model is suggesting that it will stay as a moderate tropical wave into the Leeward Islands on Thursday night, into the northeastern Caribbean on Friday, and then we'll continue to move on westward across the remainder of the Caribbean as a moderate tropical wave through the weekend into early next week. Never intensifies into anything more than that. Our winds locally may pick up a little bit here, then on Thursday, just maybe 20 miles an hour. Not a big deal. More showers, really, than anything else, especially for areas near and to our north. In the meantime, we have another tropical wave off the west coast of Africa, 23 west, moving westward 15 miles an hour. This particular wave, though, is once again forecast to move on towards the west and northwest, misses the Caribbean, moves into the central Atlantic well to our northeast by next Tuesday, a week from today, and then gets absorbed by another front in that area. So, again, of interest only to shipping in the central and eastern Atlantic. Finally, there's a wave over the central Caribbean at 71 west, attached to a non-tropical storm center in the Bahamas. All that is weak and moving westward away from us with no impact on our weather. All right, forecast looks like this then. Sky is going to be partly cloudy for today through tomorrow with just a 10 to 15% stray shower. Our highs 90 Fahrenheit, 32 Celsius, lows 83 Fahrenheit, 28 Celsius. While tomorrow night, increasing clouds, a 30% shower for Thursday through the weekend. Rain chances range anywhere from around 40 to 50%. With our highs daily at around 87 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius. In the meantime, our marine weather forecast features our approaching late week tropical wave preceded by winds east 10 to 15 knots today, but swells high enough for a small craft advisory, 2 to 2.5 meters. Well, then for tonight, northeast sweeps 10 to 15, seas 2 to 2.5 meters. Well, then on Wednesday, northeast to east 10 to 15 knots, again running at about 2 to as much as 3 meters. And tied to the harbor here in Bridgetown for this afternoon, we're looking at a high at 5:30. We'll have a low at 11:55 later tonight. Currently, our skies at Grantley Adams are sunny, humidity 70%, winds east-southeast 15 miles an hour. It's 88 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius. While at Rockley, skies are partly sunny, humidity 66%, the winds are east-southeast 14 miles an hour, 90 Fahrenheit, 32 Celsius. Friendship Plantation is partly sunny, humidity 71%, winds are east-southeast 14 miles an hour. It's 89 Fahrenheit, 32 Celsius. I'm meteorologist Alan Archer. Just a stray shower through tomorrow. Much better chance of showers late in the week on the Starcom Network.